This is the Poetry Moment, and I'm Tom Caraway. Today I'm reading Speak Softly by Adam Zagajewski. Speak softly. You're older than the one you were so long. You're older than yourself, and yet you still don't know what absence, poetry, and gold are. Rusty water swept the street. A brief storm shook this supine, sleepy city. Each storm is a valediction. Scores of photographers seem to swirl above us, catching in a flash our moments of panic and fear. You know what mourning is, despair so fierce it chokes the heart's rhythm and the future. You've cried among strangers in a modern store where deft coins make the rounds. You've seen Venice and Siena, and in paintings on the streets, doleful young Madonnas who wish they were ordinary girls dancing at carnivals. You've also seen small towns, not beautiful at all, old people worn by pain and time, eyes shone in medieval icons, the eyes of swarthy saints, wild animals, bright eyes. You picked dry pebbles from the beach at La Galère, and suddenly you felt as fond of them and the slender pine and everyone else there and the sea, which is powerful indeed, but very lonely, as if we were all orphans from the same home, parted for good and granted only momentary visits in the chilly prisons of the present. Speak softly. You're no longer young. Revelation must make peace with weeks of Lent. You must choose, surrender, stall for time, hold long talks with envoys from dry countries and cracked lips. You must wait, write letters, read books of 500 pages. Speak softly. Don't give up on poetry. That was Speak Softly by Adam Zagajewski. This is the Poetry Moment, and I'm Tom Caraway.